Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is August 31st, 2022. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is the Wisconsin Sports Show. All of your Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your brats. Your brats are free. I was thinking about this today. I always said the only days I ever missed in Green Bay, Wisconsin, living there, were the 8 Packer home games and the 1 playoff game. The rest of the town is less desirable, but there's charm there, right? I miss going to Packer games. I will also admit that I miss Memorial weekend and Labor Day weekend. Very fun. Very fun in the Midwest. Very fun in Wisconsin. It is an end of end of an era. Everybody's getting ready. In the meantime, it's over 100 out here in LA. But I hope everybody enjoys the holiday weekend. People barely notice it in Los Angeles. They don't, since, again, there's no season. So I do miss that. So I'm up to about, I don't know, how many days do I miss in Wisconsin? 21? That sounds about right. That's probably how many total I think about it. Love you, Wisconsin, but the weather is unbelievable. So here we are, all Packer preview. I can't wait. It is so close. It is so close, folks. So let me go through over the next 18 minutes or so. I will just go. Let me just talk about the team. I'll go through some names here. I'll go probably a little more quicker through the defense because I would like to see more from them. I don't know what to expect from so many players. But let's just go right down the list and let's go with our favorite baby face, Aaron Rodgers. What's he up to? What podcast is he on? What's he talking about? Still out there talking on podcasts, doing that thing. I wish he would stop. He's not gonna. This is his thing. This is Aaron Rodgers' thing. Brett Favre's thing was out on the old tractor and didn't want to talk to us. This is the opposite. We got the opposite person here from the last dude we had. So, the hopes are to win in the playoffs for Aaron Rodgers, you know? I have some hope. Yeah, these couple players, I'm going to do some hopes. What do I hope for Aaron Rodgers? The playoff wins. That's where it is lacking, I tell you. Lacking. It has been some tough outs this last handful of years. And I have a really bad hangover from the playoff game where the Green Bay Packers scored 10 points. At home. And it is the year 2022. It is not 1951 where 10 points would have won you the game there, pal. So, we need a... When is NFL going to have NBA, like, load management stuff? I almost would rather have Rodgers just... Maybe sit out some games? Is there something to it? Just 2 games. Just sit out 2 games. Especially if we're, you know, doing well in the division or something like that. It's going to be the playoffs. It's all I care about. I'm so tired of people are like, oh, Matt LaFleur, he's the most winningest coach ever this early. And I'm like, well... The NFL has way more fucking games nowadays than it did back in the day. So, of course, it's going to trounce Lombardi. And win a championship. We are fucking title town. I only care about championships for the Packers. The Brewers are another freaking story. But the Packers win championships, so I hold them in a higher esteem. So my hopes for Rodgers is to win in the playoffs. You got to win another one, dude. You have to, or else you're just another freaking Brett Favre. Okay, so moving along, we got Jordan Love. Might as well get the quarterbacks out of the way here. Jordan Love. What do I hope for him? My hopes and dreams for him is that I don't see him at all this season. Or maybe the one game where Rodgers sits out because it was a weird part of the schedule. I'd be fine with that. Yes, maybe one, but my hope is to not see him for the majority, or else they are not going to win the Super Bowl, and that's all I care about. AJ Dillon, what are my hopes for you, sir? 1,000 yards. I think he is going to be... I don't think they're going to hand it off to Aaron Jones very often. I think they're going to pass to Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is going to be the number two wide receiver in the offense. And they will not abandon him in the run. But Dillon is going to take most of the carries. They're going to spread it out. They're going to get Jones in a bunch of mismatches. They've done it before. They did it when Devontae was out these past couple of years. So spread it all out. And hey, if it looks like no pass, just hand it off to Dillon, the mayor of Door County and quads of steel. So 1,000 yards for AJ Dillon is my hope. Aaron Jones, I went through that one, number two receiver. I think it's going to happen. That's my hope for him. Cobb, my hope is to find a fountain of youth. Come on. Come on, guys. All right? Get real. He's washed. I remember the old days. You remember the old days of Cobb just getting those passes, getting those 10-yard passes, make him into 70 yards, but it's just not happening anymore. It's what happens. People age. Get over it. I don't think we're going to see much of Cobb this season, but Dubs... I mean, Dubes, doobie doobie Dubes, what are they going to do with Dubes? The hype, I don't listen to anything preseason. Never, ever listen to preseason. No one's correlated preseason to the regular season ever. If stat nerds could have done it by now, they would have freaking done it. There's nothing. It's a double-edged sword. Guys aren't playing against the teams. Somebody's playing a first team. The other team's playing a second team. It's all off. But the hype on Dubs, the rookie receiver this year, we'll see. I don't know. I'm not buying in. I'm not saying no. But he's going to be possibly a big part of this offense, or at least have an opportunity to, which is rare for rookies. So he's going to have to step in, and I mean, I would of course love a Rookie of the Year consideration. If he's up for Rookie of the Year, the Packers are playing really well. So we're going to be keeping an eye on the training camp darling, doobie doobie doos. Lazard, I think Lazard's going to be number one. I think he's a solid option. And I think the offense is going to have to get creative. So there you go. There's my off. Oh, wait. Time out. Have never been able to find Aaron Rodgers a tight end. Terrible. Embarrassing. Lame. I don't know what to think of this crap. It'd be great to have a good tight end. But here we are again with a really mediocre crew. So that's the thing. I'm relying on AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones to get the job done on offense. I mean, I wish the Green Bay Packers could just bust out the old school sweep like Vince Lombardi did. But the guys are way too fast, and that play has become meaningless. You can do a sweep with a fast wide receiver, or we'll see some We'll see some motion sweeps maybe with Aaron Jones, but not the one that old Don Hudson ran. That's too bad. Well, we'll see. It's still going to come down to the passing game. You have to pass to score in the NFL nowadays. That's why I was conservative with A.J. Dillon. If he's getting 1,000 yards, then you know the offense is flowing pretty well. So let's get to the defense here. And I'm starting right off with the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Since this is for Green Bay Packers, I'm picking right up where I left off last year. Rashad Gary, breakthrough year last year. We kept an eye on him every week. Fan favorite, pond favorite, Rashad Gary. Expectations are high now. We're not going to check in with him every week now because he is an established star and we expect it from him. So, congratulations. I won't be giving him the award, you know, very often because he's got to step up now. He's one of the leaders. He is one of the best players on the team, and we need him to have a good year for the Packers to succeed. Might we switch it around to Wyatt Watch? That's right. Do we keep an eye on the first round pick this year? I am going to wait until after the first game. Feel it out. You know, see who intrigues me on this first game. The season's so freaking long anyways, gang. 17 games. You know they're gonna go to 18. They're chomping at the bit to get to 18. Nobody wants these stupid preseason games. So here we are. We'll get to 18 games, but let me see this team in action. You know, they don't play in the preseason anymore. That is a bygone era thing. I do remember you could catch the pack. I mean, obviously, the later in Favre's career, he didn't participate, but you could always catch something or two. But man, a lot of teams do what LaFleur does, which is just sit pretty much everybody. But there's no perfect answer there. They're all boring games. I'm sure it's important for the players to at least get warmed up, but we'll see. So I, as a fan, would like to watch week one, settle into getting to know the players. I mean, I'll probably, a first round pick, it's a big deal. A first round pick on the defensive line. Got criticized by quite a few pundits, quite a few smug national pundits who I do love when they are proven wrong. So maybe, let's keep it in mind. It's Wyatt Watch, the number one pick this year. You know, again, if he's having an excellent year, Packers are doing well, and they'll be hunting for the playoffs. If he disappears, if he isn't, you know, it will only help. And as I've always said about football, if you can't pass the ball, the second best thing is to cream the other guy who is passing the ball. So, I mean, if they got a good defensive line, if Gary can play like last year, that's going to be solid. And they spent the first round pick on defensive line, so they've invested in it. So it better be one of the strengths. Moving along, speaking of first round picks, Jaire Alexander, thanks for coming back. Had him in the playoffs, you know, at the end of last year. All accounts, he is ready to go. The injury is far behind him, and let's hope so. I mean, the Packers' defense held up last year due mostly to turnovers. They got a little lucky. I'd like you to take it back to last season just for a second. Boop-a-little-boop, skiddly-boop, skiddly-boop, Wayne's World, skiddly-boop. Let's go back to last season. And it's a Thursday night game against the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are driving, going in for the winning score. You remember what happened. Rasul gets the interception. Packers ice the game, right? Great. I was happy with that result, and we all were. If you watch that play, and if you remember how that play unfolded, the wide receiver just had to turn around. It really was one of the weirdest things I've seen at the end of the game. If the wide receiver turns around and catches the ball, the game, the Cardinals win. So they won some weird squeakers last year. So I'm a little worried about it. But on the other side, they did not have Jair Alexander. So hopefully that balances out and Jair can get a couple picks himself. But I think they did get a little lucky last year. Campbell played above what he usually played. So is it luck? Or are these guys that good? And can getting back an all-pro like Alexander, if that can balance it out for the season? I don't know. Everybody's saying the defense is going to be, you know, better than the offense. I mean, to look at it the other way, the Packers defense did not give up any touchdowns in that playoff game. It was the fucking punt, which I'll get to special teams last for a reason, because it was in the fucking shitter. But yeah, the defense will be exciting. I am stoked, and hopefully they do a better job of stopping and not relying on some weird last second errant throw by Murray to win a weird Thursday night game. So I guess let's get to the special teams. There's not much to say about it. The only thing you could say about it is there is no way it could get worse. It was a freaking disaster. And this is it for Crosby. I would imagine if he has a bad season, they would have to move on. We can't lose these games because of a fucking punt block. That's how we lost San Francisco. So it's, I'm haunted by the playoff game. I kind of don't remember. I'm proud of myself for remembering that Cardinals game, because I don't remember much of the season looking back, because I just, that playoff game was so fucking bad. And we've had some real bad ones, and it really took the bite out of the whole season. 10 points at Lambeau. Come on. So special teams, come on. Do a halfway decent job, and we're already on the winning end. So I am wrapping up here, folks. So this was an all look at Packer preview, and next week we will start talking about the teams. It'll be opening week, and I mean, again, they have a week off now between the exhibition games. Come on, get going, guys. Get some football going. So I will, in fact, hey, the Brewers are doing okay. They're winning. They won the Pirates series. So here we are. I don't know. I'm paying attention again. They can make a run. They've been hitting a little better. I mean, just as I said with the Packers, they've been squeaking out a few of these. Squeaky little farts coming out. So, all right. So that's the Packer preview season. My hopes and dreams for it. And my looks at the defense as well. So I am stoked for football season. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Packers are going to be good. And I think it's going to be a fun ride. And we'll just see about that heartbreaking playoff loss right around the corner. All right, folks, that's it for me. Just remember to enjoy the